Last night, the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority, or TABARTA, held an open forum in Tampa to solicit citizens' input on development of a rapid transit master plan to be completed by the end of 2008. WMNF's Mark Anderson reports.
TABARTA was created as a state agency in July of 2007. Its charter is to plan, construct, and operate rapid transit in Citrus, Hernando, Pasco, Hillsborough, Pinellas, Manatee, and Sarasota counties. TABARTA aims to improve mobility and expand multimodal transportation throughout the region and is funded by a state-approved $2 million budget. The agency is conducting citizen input forums in each major area served. Around 100 people attended the Tampa session. Strong support for transit improvements was voiced by many attendees. Kevin Beckner, Democratic candidate for Hillsborough County Commission District 6, was in attendance and offered his views on transit.
I think, Mark, when we're looking at mass transit, it's one of the most important things that we need to look at for not only today's current need, but also the future as we're looking at growing our community. It's important for the growth and expansion of our community and also for economic development. So when we look at mass transit, we really need to take a look at the different options that are available and, more importantly, take a look at options that actually get people off the roads. Continuing to expand roadways is not going to address the long-term needs, nor will it address traffic congestion in the long term. So we certainly need to look at all the different options, including mass transit, improving with a complete integrated busing system, bike trails, different types of water connections, and really taking a look at different ways on a regional basis and how we can improve our transportation system.
The plan will recommend options for rapid transit, potentially using light rail, along highly utilized and congested corridors. This new high-capacity system will connect with existing local transit currently provided by agencies such as HART and PSTA to provide a high-capacity end-to-end rapid transit system. Detailed designs and funding will take place after the master plan is adopted. One plan facet attendees agreed on was that it will require a huge investment. Bill Johnson is a member of the TABARTA Citizens Advisory Committee.
The challenge at the present time is to come up with a master plan and then find out what the requirements are, and then based on that try to see what would be the best fit. Typically a regional transit system is 50% funded by the federal government, 25% by the state, and 25% local. That's the original capital cost. There is an ongoing operation cost. Public transit systems throughout the country generally require an investment from the public government side, because the fare box covers someplace between 20% to 40% of the cost of operating once the capital equipment is there.
WMNF asked Peter Blessen of Pinellas County if he would support transit investments even if the plan required hikes in sales, property, or gasoline taxes.
Yeah, I think it's a necessary. If somehow or other we can increase our sales taxes or whatever to build stadiums for athletic events and sporting teams and things like that, this to me is much more important and affects everyone across the board.
Another common concern was the need to improve the region's existing road and bus services while the longer-term rail systems are being implemented. One attendee, who asked to remain anonymous as he's in the transportation business, expressed his views on potential short-term improvements.
I think that whatever we do with the transportation system, the TBAR builds the spine. The counties and local municipalities, they have to have the rest of the system in place. And from my point of view, since I'm a resident of South Tampa, I personally would like to see more pedestrian-friendly facilities, more bicycle pathways on existing seldom used or little used roadways. I think it's something you can get for a lot for a little bit of money. Also, the bus services. We could do a lot with our bus services if we just, 10-minute headways. You're not going to get anything to work if you don't have bus stops. You have to wait more than 10 minutes.
A community workshop for Pinellas County will be held tomorrow night at 5:30 at the Largo Cultural Center at 105 Central Park Drive. For WMNF News, I'm Mark Anderson.